You might think unloading a fleet of pianos would be noisy work, a lot of grunting and groaning maybe, huffing and puffing. Not so for these professional piano movers, effortlessly introducing these coveted Steinways to their new homes.
If it wasn't so many pianos, we would just pick it up and carry it down. But we'll elect to use the elevator.
When you order a truckload of built New York Steinways, you get some individual attention. Rosa Hudson has traveled from the Steinway Piano Gallery of Richmond to oversee the culmination of the All Steinway School effort.
You have to make a commitment, really, to your school to have the best equipment for your music students that is available. You have to have at least 90% of your piano inventory. It needs to be Steinway or Steinway-designed piano, like a Boston or Essex. And you have to make a commitment to keep those pianos in good shape so that then you are awarded the enviable position of being an all-Steinway school.
It will take some time to climatize the instruments in Presser Hall before the tuning begins. For that, Hollins and several Virginia schools turn to technician Andy Lyford, who is a big Steinway fan.
Oh my gosh, Steinways are special. It's been so exciting for me to be part of it at these schools becoming Steinway schools. And most concerts you see, you'll see a Steinway on stage, and there's a reason for that. The way they're built and all their special quirks and handcrafting that goes on at the factory, it all creates the special pianos, and they're all different.
Music department chair Judith Klein will be trading out the 1892 Steinway in her studio for a shiny new 2013 model.
It's the sound, it is the feel, it's the touch. As a singer, I stand in front of a Steinway, and I can tell the difference between that Steinway sound. It almost has a tangible, almost physical feeling to it. And also, it's an instrument that has no limitations in terms of all pieces of it are going to sound good in terms of the range and the tone quality.
Klein points out that pianists are at the mercy of the instruments they're provided, and she wants faculty and students to have the instruments they need to fully realize their artistry, from the practice room to the concert hall, even world competitions. I'm Connie Stevens reporting.